You just need about 3 volts from 2 batteries. But then to power an amplifier, let's say for this system, you need, if you want a battery pack, you need big, huge battery pack. You can, but it's going to take a lot. Some things take more power to bring it forth. And some of our inventions are the same way. I do quite a lot of side reading on science. It takes very little electricity to create sound. That's why it's easy to make things that produce sound with very little electricity. But to make something hot, let's say like a radiant heater or an iron, you need a lot of electricity. So nobody has invented a 1.5 volt battery powered iron. You know why? In principle, it's very tough. Because the basis of how much heat comes out depends on how much electricity contrasts with the resistance in an element. The greater the electricity, with the greater resistance, you produce the most heat. Because the atoms are stopped. And they are stopped, the energy is to be converted to something else. The energy is never lost. It is just change in form. And so the resistance in the element will cause heat to come forth as a side effect. From electrical energy into heat energy. So they haven't done it because it is very tough. Unless they could somehow put a little mini alternator there or something that convert 1.5 volts into 1,000 volts with how many, a little transformer, and then goes into the thing, possible. You know, but at the same time, it becomes dangerous. So we realize that different things need different power level. Let's say Jesus discerned that this woman need to come to level 2 of faith to get the deliverance. And so she has to draw out her faith. And when he was drawing her faith, he has to test her to see how much she really believed. To see how much she really won. To see how much she really desire. Her beliefs, her want, her desire. So if she just told her, let the children first be filled. I'm sent not but for to the lordship of Israel. The woman would look up and say, oh, okay, go. She could have done that. She could have. That means she was not desirous enough. She did not have enough faith that it's going to take place. She did not want it badly enough. But this woman was not going to say, take no. Because this woman knew Jesus has done it. Jesus could do it. Jesus will do it. Now, here's a question we ask of you. Whatever you're asking from God, whatever you're believing from God in your life today, has Jesus done it somewhere, someplace before? Your answer probably, yes. Second question, can Jesus do it? You probably will answer, yes. But the third one, will He do it for you? And that depends on your faith in Him. Now, if the first two questions are no, then you're in a difficult position. Jesus has never done it before, none recorded, and He possibly can do it. He may not want to do it because He has never done it before. Like, for example, it was Eugene Anthony, one of our friends in Melbourne. Jesus appeared to him years and years ago before he started his ministry. And when Jesus appeared to him, he had a spoiled radio tape player. So Jesus appeared in his room, way down in Melbourne at Churchill Grove. And so while Jesus was talking to him, then he asked Jesus, Jesus, here's my tape recorder. It's spoiled. Can you repair it for me? Wow, Jesus came all the way from heaven to repair your tape recorder. But, you know, he asked Jesus that question. He told me this personally. He asked Jesus a question. Jesus, can you repair my tape recorder? You know what Jesus answered? Anybody wonder what Jesus answered? Okay, I'll tell you next year, right? No, okay, no. I'll tell you the answer today. I'll tell you the answer today. Right. Jesus said, I can, but I can only do it through you. What an answer. You know, all those Jesus answers in the Bible are very powerful. You know, they say, should we pay taxes to Caesar? Jesus says, show me a coin. It's just, whose image is this? It's Caesar's. Well, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, to God the things that are God. And everyone is stuck. It's a perfect answer. But in this case, Jesus says, I can through you. Which means, the word to Eugene was, if you want me to repair that recorder, you must take it in your hands, yield to my wisdom that I give to you, and I teach you all the things what to do, how to do the parts, change the parts, screw, unscrew. And I'm not going to unscrew for you, in other words, Jesus was saying. I'm not going to take a drill and a screwdriver and do all these things for you. I'm going to do it through you if you really want. And unscrew, and then you got to go to Dixmie or Howie Norman, get all the parts you need, bring it back. Jesus is not going to take a taxi, go to Dixmie for you, borrow $10 from you since he didn't have, you know, the physical $10, he got heavenly money, and buy the parts, come back, and then change the thing for you. No, Jesus says, I can through you. And so, if he yields to the Spirit of God, the Spirit will show him exactly what to do, and he could change, and he could repair, and it was Jesus who would be doing it. Through him. But you know, in the end, he decided not to have it repaired, because it's more difficult trying to yield to Jesus' wisdom on how to do it, because the mind got so much blockage. He can't hear the wisdom properly. You know, and the wisdom is flowing in there. You know, God's Spirit could be saying, take a particular type, size, screw, point, how many, and you'll be hearing, is it 1 inch, 2 inch, 3 inch? You don't know. So it was more difficult to yield than to just get somebody else to repair it. I just want you to know, all things are possible to those who believe. It's how much we're willing to yield, to learn. And so there's this woman, and Jesus was drawing her faith out. And she could have stopped there. But she really wanted the answer. And she know there is no other way except God. Now don't ever despair or give up if you got no other way except God. Because that's when the miracle starts. When you have tried everything, remember in Mark chapter 5, the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says she has gone to all the physicians and was no better. She has tried everything and she gave up. Jesus was her last and only hope. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. She would die in her condition. When you are that desperate, there's no other way but God, get ready for a miracle. Because it's at that place in time that your faith can come forth. And the woman said, she was so desperate, she thought of her answer. She says, but even that if I am a dog, she was called a dog in a sense. Jesus was saying, you know, let the children eat first, it's not for the dogs. She put herself in the dog's position and said, even the dogs have little crumbs. And notice what Jesus is saying. This is where faith is released through your words. Verse 29. What are the first three words that Jesus said? Can you read it out loud to me? For this saying, your faith is released through your mouth. See, when your faith is all built up, then you release it. And it was a faith coming out and saying, even the little dogs have the crumbs. In other words, Jesus, you know, this was a situation Jesus has. Jesus, if you're not going to answer now, I'm going to stick around like a little dog all the rest of the way. I'm not going home. Jesus, if you're not going to answer me, I'm going to stay here in your house. You put me outside the house, I'll stay at your door. If you go out, I'll follow you like a little dog. And you go heal everywhere, I'll follow you. And you come back, I'll follow you. You go to Capernaum, I'll follow you. You go to Jerusalem, I'll follow you. Jesus is going to get stuck with her. And Jesus says, for this saying. Now who said it? She said. When she released her faith, and she said. Now, it's important to have faith inside before you speak out, as we do in a faith series. But when you have the faith inside and you release it forth, it's powerful. For this saying, go your way. Your daughter is well. The demon has come out. Faith. Now let's look back at Mark chapter 9. The key is faith. But as you say, faith at three different levels. Faith in three different areas working in synchrony. First of all, we realize in verse 19, in Mark 9 verse 19, O faithless generation, the whole surrounding atmosphere had no faith. The people there were questioning what was happening. Why doesn't this work? Why doesn't, you know, why is not the demon coming out? They were questioning the disciples. The whole atmosphere was a non-faith atmosphere. Now, you know why there are less miracles sometimes in a city, a westernized city, than it is in some tribal village somewhere? Atmosphere of faith. Too much unbelief. We have accumulated and educated questioning mind of unbelief. It's still possible for the Holy Spirit to crack through. But the atmosphere of faith is important. And they did not have an atmosphere of faith. Secondly, in verse 23, Jesus told the father of the child. Now remember, the father need to exercise faith. Jesus tried to get his faith out. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And the father said in verse 24, help my unbelief. So there was a percentage of unbelief in the father. So there was no atmosphere of faith. There was unbelief in the father, a certain percentage of it. And in cross-reference, the same story in Matthew chapter 17, which is the same story, when the disciples came to Jesus in verse 19 and 20, Matthew 17, verse 19 and 20, the disciples came to Jesus privately and asked, why could we not cast him out? Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. Now here you have a triple blockage. This particular case needs triple bypass heart surgery. You have the atmosphere of unbelief. You have unbelief in the patient, in the patient's father in that particular case. You have unbelief in the disciples. Jesus says, because of your unbelief. Now, that is in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. He did say, come out by prayer and fasting, which we'll touch on that maybe next week. But we'll focus on faith at the moment. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, he has given to those disciples, in verse 1, the power over unclean spirits. It is not that they have not received the power to cast out demons. When he gave them the power to cast out demons, they still need faith in what Jesus has given them. They had unbelief because they were depending on their physical eyes and not on their eyes of faith.